Dear friends, we do have that guide that sees us through life. We have Jesus. So let us now take some time to approach our guide and ask for his help. Dear friends, let us pray. Please rise for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing your sons and daughters to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus, and enabling them with both heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, many in this world have rejected your Son and his grace. Soften their hearts, Lord, that they hear you and receive you with joy and gladness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, raise up faithful leaders who are committed to liberty and justice. Oppose all who would use others for their own ambition and pride. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, give hope to all who are isolated and lonely. Bring them into the presence of the loving community of your church that they find help, hope, and freedom among your people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, look with favor on all who are sick, injured, and recovering, especially Kai and Bev, Haley and Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy and Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Andrew and Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Don, Carolyn, Cheryl, Sue and Gabe, Bradley, John, Tom and Donna Helm and Tom Glather, Audrey, Janie, Greg, Bob and Carla, Bobby and Alexi, Sue Rapetti and Art, Pam, Jim and Carrie, Kathy and Jerry, V, Erica and her family mourning the loss of her husband, and both residents and the staff at the Caring Place in Corvallis. Have mercy on them, heal and protect them according to your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusted in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.